Okay, hello everybody, and welcome back to the Applied Human Design podcast. My name is Heather. I will be your host today, and as always, I am so happy, so grateful that you are here joining me on this wonderful day. If you can't see me, which obviously you cannot, I am motioning outside of my window. It is a beautiful, sunny spring day here in country Victoria. So, what are we doing today? So today we are doing part three of our top to tail deconditioning experiment. We are heading into the throat center. So we'll be talking all about the energetics of the throat center in human design. We will be talking about what it might look like to have it defined, what it might look like to have undefined. And for me personally, this is the first energy center in our experiment that I have defined rather than undefined. So when I speak about the undefined stuff today, I'll be speaking about it from secondhand experience, from my work with clients and noticing things in friends, family, everybody else that I'm always observing. And then also, yeah, obviously when we speak about the defined stuff today, that will be my first hand experience. So, before we get into the main stuff today, I don't have a ton of stuff to talk about. It's been a really easy breezy week, actually, which feels so nice to say after the last few months. Wow, I could cry saying that, honestly. But yeah, so I have just been doing my thing. Today was a really exciting morning because one of my good friends, Leanne, and I, Leanne has been on the podcast before a long, long time ago. I'm going to have her on again very soon, and we're going to do like a proper chat about what we're working on together. But something that I've started to feel is that I want to do more things with my hands. Obviously, in my work, it is very etheric. Like, it's a lot of psychic work and spiritual work and healing work and conversations on the computer and that sort of thing, which I love, and content creation and all of that, which, yeah, I do, I adore it. But I have this craving to have a more real, tangible aspect to my business, to my work, to just my creative expression. And my friend Leanne is just such, I mean, she's such a Virgo. Everybody say happy birthday, Leanne. But yeah, she's such a Virgo in that, like, I have a lot of ideas and thoughts and just things that I would love to put into practice. And she'll be like, okay, cool, this is how you do it. So we have teamed up to make a range of products. So this is specifically if you are a witch or just anyone who wants to work with magical products, and you live in the Southern Hemisphere and you are tired of all of our products, like all product launches for all like esoteric stores and wonderful witchy creators online being so out of tune with actually what's going on for us seasonally, this is what we're essentially creating the antidote to. So I won't give too much away. Make sure you follow my Instagram because I'll be like kind of sharing the creation process and you know, keep you up to date on when we are launching our spring product line. But yeah, so we're creating like a spring magical products and all of the recipes. So that's what we were doing this morning. We were ordering the ingredients, brainstorming on names for the products and all of that stuff. And everything just makes me so, so excited. I'm not quite sure. I think we will offer shipping overseas as well if you just want these products, even if they are the opposite season to you, because they're still obviously going to be super powerful. And it might be nice if you're heading into autumn to have like a dose of fresh Southern Hemisphere, spring-like, dewy, magical, glamour magic things in your arsenal. So I'm sure we will, but like our first product launch is going to be very, 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 very exclusive, like small. And yeah, so definitely make sure you are on my Instagram, which I should say is the Human Design Hedge Witch is my Instagram page. So you can follow me there to keep up to date to make sure that you don't miss when we announce the spring product launch. Okay, so that is what is happening with me. Like I said, not much else to report. We have got what's going on. So I've got my Applied Human Design Practitioner training and certification is open for enrollment. If you enroll before the end of September, so that is what, another 2 weeks? Let's say 2 weeks-ish. So if you enroll in the next 2 weeks, you are not only going to get like your full, like the program, but you're also going to get a year's worth of access to my membership. And this membership is, yeah, every time I look at everything that's inside of there, I'm like, man, this is like the most wild value for everything that I have. Even just like things that we're going to talk about today, like I have my entire 64 Gates of Human Design PDF that's inside of there. And then you also will get the Channels ebook in there as well. Not to mention a bunch of other like human design classes, and then all of my like healing masterclasses. And then I'm also doing monthly new classes this month. So starting, when am I going to do it? I'm going to be adding it by the 20th of September. There's going to be a full, protection magic, class going in there as well. So yeah, jump on that. So you can either just get the membership on its own, or yeah, if you know you want to join the practitioner training and certification, then you might as well do it before the end of September, because you'll get a full year of my membership for free. Services are available, so Akashic Records. I'm not like advertising just straight up human design or evolutionary astrology readings at the moment, but if you do just want like a straight up one, you can always send me a DM on Instagram. That's the best place to like organize what you want. But all of my services will be linked in the show notes. Okay, so without further ado, I think we should probably get into talking about the throat center. This is, yeah, just a hugely important energy center. So let's see what we want to talk about. Okay, so starting off as we have been with just kind of doing a little introduction to the throat center. So the human design throat center is anatomically associated with the thyroid, the thyroid gland. So like I mentioned, oh, and I forgot to say, if this is your first episode that you're tuning into, just make sure that you maybe go back to 2 episodes ago when we spoke about the head center, because that is the introduction to this entire series. This is intended as a 9-part series. So you start from the head center, we go into the Ajna center, and now we are up to the throat center. So don't start from here. But yes, so like I said in the last episode when I spoke about the Ajna center, each energy center in human design is like corresponds anatomically to a specific part of the body, usually to a gland of some kind. And yes, with the throat, obviously it is connected to that part of the body and to the thyroid gland. Now, this is a really, really important energy center, right? Because this is, again, like I was saying last week, this is the energy center that is associated with manifestation, right? And maybe not in the way that, you know, we've sort of been brought up to think about the terminology manifestation when we're speaking about, like, when we're looking at it from that like new age spirituality perspective. We are talking about what manifestation is at its root, which like is literally just taking energy and making it real, right? So this is the one energy center that is literally a portal between what's going on inside of your energetic body, so all of the other energy centers, and the real world. So that, just thinking about it like that, is going to give you a better perspective for what the throat center really represents. All right, so if we think about it as manifestation, as making energy real, what are the different ways that we make energy real, okay, through this portal? So obviously we're talking about communication, and communication of all kinds. We are thinking about, yes, the words that we say. We are talking about, yes, the words that we write. We're talking about the words that we sing, but we are also speaking about our body language and how we communicate things with our hands and just how we position ourselves. Think about just walking down the street. Okay, this is a great example. Like, all right, so if you have energy inside of you that you are going to make real, and you're just walking down the street, and you have energy inside of you that's really flat, and you're feeling like really low energy, maybe you don't want to like talk to anyone, you're just like, ugh, leave me alone, right? You are going to be communicating that to the outside world with how you hold yourself, with how you hold your body. You are going to be making that internal energy real, right? You're going to be manifesting it in the real world. And obviously, right, if we take that step further into what we're talking about with manifestation, obviously the way that you are holding your body is probably going to manifest in like what circumstances, what situations you find yourself in during that day or during that like walk down the street, right? So if we use the opposite example, if you are feeling good, there's like lots of like vibrant, excited, socializing type energy in your body, and you just want to say hello to everyone and you want to like sing from the rooftops, right? You're obviously going to probably be holding your body and just holding your energy and communicating with your body, your words, your energy, just of like in a very different way. And that is going to translate to the external world in a different way. And thus you are going to manifest a different situation, right? Neither is better than the other, right? Because there are 100% days where you're like, I just don't want to talk to anyone. So I'm going to make that reality real through the way I communicate. And I don't even need to be carrying a sign or saying the words, saying like, leave me alone. I can hopefully communicate that just using how I am walking, how I'm holding my body, right? So that is, I think, just a really good way to start thinking about the fact that the throat center is not just speaking and writing and those kind of more obvious methods of communication. Communication and manifestation is everything, all right? So the throat is a portal. Now, as I've said, hopefully I've said, with all of the other energy centers, just because you have an energy center undefined doesn't mean, right, don't ever take anything like quite so literally in human design, right? It's always more complex than it might appear upon first reading or first hearing about it. and so while it might appear, don't ever go thinking that like, oh my gosh, like I have an undefined throat center, that means I cannot manifest anything, I can't make anything real. No. What have we said about undefined versus defined energy centers? An undefined center is just a place where that energy is more inconsistent for you, okay? Where we have our centers defined, we are consistently experiencing that energy for ourselves. You could say it's coming from within. There is like a constant stream of that particular energy, right? Versus when you have that center undefined, it's more inconsistent and it's more felt and it's more dependent upon who your environment, right? Who's around you, what's going on for you that day, as well as the transits, right? Like what is going on collectively, what's the collective energy, what's everybody else's vibe, right? You're also feeling that, experiencing that. And so it's just simply a different way of communicating and of manifesting energy, right? So everybody, whether defined or undefined throat, has the power, the ability to like live fully embodied lives, right? Which is essentially what we're thinking about when we are talking about the throat center. We are thinking about like living out loud the energy that's going on within. All right, so where do I want to go next? Let's break it down. Let's talk about having it defined versus undefined, which we've sort of started to get into already. But, hang on. Let me pause for a sec. Okay, so let's just quickly going over having that particular energy center defined. So, like I said, when you have a defined throat center, you have a defined, a consistent way of communicating, speaking, making energy real, right? It's like, not always, but oftentimes defined throat, and you know, this is where it's really important to remember that anybody can be in like living in the not self of any energy center, because we live in a highly conditioned world. And when we're thinking about the throat center, we're thinking about the not self of trying to attract attention, which we'll go deeper into in a second. But like, we all, well, not all of us, obviously, I'm sure there are some people who don't require and crave certain amounts of energy and attention and recognition to get through the day. But most humans do, right? We require a certain amount of energy, attention, and recognition in order just to feel loved, right? And, you know, I'm going to go into this a bit more, but I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with that. We'll talk more about the actual not self in a moment, but where was I? The defined center. Yes, so just because you have this center defined doesn't mean you won't still be living from the not self. So that's important to note. But these people, when defined, can just often intuitively a little bit more intuitively feel in a social situation when it's their turn to speak and when it's their turn to listen. There can often be a bit more of an intuitive sense, right? Obviously, as the undefined throat people start to decondition and start to, you know, just check in with their need for attention and everything like that, that will change for them. Oftentimes it is those defined throat people, you might immediately see the defined throat and think like, oh wow, these people must be just like talking all the time and talking over other people and stuff like that. But you'll often find they're actually the ones who are a bit more quiet and they're a bit more maybe reserved and again just more instinctual about like, okay, it's time for me to listen versus now it's time for me to speak, because I trust that what I need to say will be communicated in the correct way. I think, and again, this is like my personal experience as well as like my observations, but with that defined throat, there's just more of a inner trust that you'll have the right words when you are given the opportunity to speak, versus I have a feeling that oftentimes with that undefined throat center, when people are coming from that, you know, maybe speaking over the top of other people or like trying to attract attention, which again, we'll talk about the not self theme a bit deeper in a moment. When people are like, people with an undefined throat center are acting in that kind of way, it's not like, it's obviously not coming in a malicious way. They're not trying to speak over the top of other people. It's just this fear that they'll be misunderstood. It could be a fear that they won't be heard, or it can also be a fear that like they won't have the right words, or they won't be able to communicate the ideas that are in their head or in their body clearly, right? Because if we think about it, with that defined throat center, that portal to make your energy real is always there. It's always consistent. You've built that trust over a lifetime of like, even if you might still like defined throat center people. Oh my goodness, there's so many tongue twisters on today's episode. Defined throat center people still have fear around public speaking. Do not get me wrong. And fear around speaking in different situations. But I've been through enough experiences to know that even if in my head I'm like, again, with those open centers in my head, I'm like, oh my God, I have no idea how I'm going to communicate this idea. It's like, as soon as I start speaking, the words just start flowing, right? And I've had that experience enough times that I've built that trust. Versus when you have an undefined throat center, you've been through a lifetime of not having or having an inconsistent avenue to making real the energy that's inside of you. And so it's like, well, when I have those opportunities to speak and to communicate, I feel like I have to maybe over communicate or over explain it in a lot of different ways. I'm just not as confident that I can get the words out. And so how us defined throat people can really support the undefined throat people in our life is just making sure that we are never speaking over the top of them, right? And we're giving them lots of time and lots of space to clearly communicate their ideas, and also just to let them know that they are safe to have the floor and to take their time getting their thoughts out. You know, I know there are, like I know with my mum, she's like a big person that comes to mind with this. It can just take her a little bit longer. And I think, especially the conditioning that's been on people of like, especially women of that particular like age group is just like, you have to come across really confidently. You have to explain yourself clearly and confidently, or else no one's going to listen to you, right? So it's like the conditioning is extra. The conditioning's just so gross to me. And it ends up in feeling like, oh, well, I should just stay quiet, right? Because I can't, I feel like I'm just taking up too much of everyone's time trying to find the right words, trying to communicate my ideas. And so, I just find a practice of really giving them space to sort out their thoughts, to sort out their ideas, to sort out their energy, to sort out their urges, right? Whatever it is they're trying to communicate, and not rush them in any way. And that can really help to make them feel softer, safer, and like there's more time, like plenty of time to figure things out. Oh, a cute little bird just landed on my window and is now trying to find its way in. Oh, hun. Okay, so let's just dive a bit deeper into undefined and the not self center. The not self of the throat center now. So, actually, I think just like via talking, we've given pretty much what an undefined throat center is. It's an inconsistent way of experiencing this. And the not self theme, as we've said, for the throat center is like asking yourself, am I trying to attract attention? All right. So like I was sort of saying, desiring attention, desiring validation, desiring recognition, desiring love from other people is a natural human instinct, right? So when we're talking about the not self of the throat center, I don't necessarily think that we want to stamp it out totally. This is part of being human, right? It's like, we'll talk about this more when I get to have my little rant and chats about the human design ego center in a couple of weeks. But we're not trying to totally eradicate the fact we are human. We have egos, right? We have personalities. That to me is going into that more like just totally trying to transcend the human experience, which is fine if that's like what you're into. But for me personally, and for my clients, that is not part of our practice. We want to be human, fully embodied. And part of being human is desiring love, attention, and validation from others. The place you need to check in with yourself, if you do feel like you are maybe talking over other people or doing things, right? Again, we're not just talking about the talking kind of communication here. We're talking about the things that you do, the actions you take to try and attract attention. So if you do feel like you are doing things with solely the desire of attracting attention, right? That's when you would start to question this. Like, where is this need coming from? What is missing inside of myself? What am I not giving myself? Or what am I not receiving from my partner or from my friend or from someone who should be giving me, you know, what I need in like a mutually beneficial human relationship? What am I not getting that I'm trying to seek through these other ways of attracting attention, right? So for example, if you, like, let's just use the example of a close, like intimate relationship, whether that's like a best friend or your partner, right? If you feel like with them, you are constantly doing things to attract their attention, to have them validate you, or whatever it is, and you reflect on those things and you're like, that's not me. Like, this actually is not me. This doesn't feel authentically me. This is not actually how I want to make my energy real. This is not how I want to manifest my energy. It's maybe it's exhausting, or maybe it's just a really inauthentic self-expression. The next thing to reflect upon would be, well, what am I not getting? Like, where are my very human needs for attention, for recognition, being unmet in this connection? Or am I just like, is it actually there? I'm just not letting myself receive the love and validation that is coming in from that person, right? So let's use an example, okay? So something that I like to talk about with the undefined throat center, but also just the throat center, not self in general, is noticing maybe what you're doing that, or identities that you hold yourself in that are getting you recognition, but that you don't necessarily still want to be associated with. So an example would be, if you have a reputation for being really, really intelligent, like, oh, she's so smart, she always knows the answer to everything, she studies really hard, like whatever the stories are, right? And maybe that's been the story since you were like 6 years old, and it started in your family, and then it caught on to your friends, and then it caught on to your partner, it caught on to your colleagues, and it's just a story and identity that's followed you throughout life. But it's always been a consistent way for you to receive attention and for you to receive validation, okay? But you get to a point in your life, right? You're deconditioning and you're checking in and you're like, do you know what? I'm exhausted from studying all the time. I'm exhausted from always having to be the smart one. And that is when you have to be the one to say, okay, I am changing that identity, right? Like, I'm going to, like, what would happen if I released that part of my identity, right? And it might be that, it might be something else that you have consistently throughout your life attracted attention for. And, you know, can you trust your family, your people, your humans, your partner, your colleagues, whoever it is, to recognize you and give you that attention you desire just for who you are, just for who you authentically are, right? Without needing to put these extra identities on top of yourself. Okay. What next? Okay. Yeah. So I think that hopefully is a good example of what this particular not self can look like. Just in, you know, very real everyday life. So the other tiny little thing that I wanted to touch upon before going into our journaling prompts and like reflection questions, and then also the card spread, is simply, it's going to depend upon, so even when you have your throat center defined, it's going to depend upon which energy center is connected to the throat as to whether you're like how you're going to be making that energy real, right? Like communicating using the throat center. So anyone with an undefined throat, your kind of thing to start experimenting with is waiting to be invited to speak, to share your point of view, to share your opinion, all of that. And just see how that feels. And again, that's obviously not appropriate in all situations. But if there are relationships or situations in your life where you're like, ooh, I either feel like I'm not getting a word in edgewise, or I just feel like I'm doing all of the talking, can you just relax? Can you let your body like just soften and relax and trust that the people in your life, the defined throat center people in your life, will invite you into the conversation, will ask for your point of view? That is a huge part of being like a good defined throat center person, is again, not just intuitively knowing when it's your time to speak, but knowing when it's your time to listen. And so hopefully our deconditioned, defined throat center people will be able to invite you into the conversation and say, what do you think of this? And just notice the difference, right? Just start to feel the difference in your body between, you know, what it feels like when someone's actually invited you to share your point of view, share your opinion, share your emotions, share just what's going on with you. Because people will, trust me, like the right people. I can't think of any single friend that I could be sitting down with, whether it's in a big group situation or whether it's one-on-one, that I would never say like, oh my God, what do you think about this? Like, I want to hear your point of view. I want to hear your place. And again, you know, just giving yourself space to formulate your thoughts. Even if you need to say something like, you know, I haven't fully formulated my thoughts on this, or I don't know how I'm going to communicate this, so I might take a little bit of time to talk it out. Great, fine. Again, the people in your life who love you will and should be okay with that. Okay, so that was the undefined throat. And then if you have the motor centers, right? So if you have one of the motor centers connected to the throat, so either specifically the solar plexus, which is a motor center, or the ego center, which is also a motor center. If you have either of those connected to the throat, it's like you have that initiating conversation type of energy, right? And then if you have the sacral center connected to the throat, while that is also obviously a motor center, that's that respond energy. So that is about waiting to respond to creating conversation, essentially, like responding to what's going on as you like move through the conversation. And then what's interesting is that, so if you have the, so what else can you have? The Ajna, the G center, the spleen. Yes, that feels like all of the ones that can be connected to the throat. So if you have any of those and they're what kind of defines your throat, then those, that is also about waiting to be invited to speak. So that's just like a little extra piece, but don't worry too much about that. So I think that's all I wanted to speak about when it comes to the throat center. I'm sure I'm gonna get off and be like, oh my god, I want to talk about this, but that's life. Okay, so let's talk about, so with the journal prompts, I wanted to actually just help us get really clear on, and this is for everyone, right? This is 100% if you have this center defined or undefined. What are you still doing today to receive attention that is outdated, right? So let's break it down with some journaling prompts, right? All right, so yeah, here are some questions to get to the root of things you are trying to get attention for, which are not truly important to you. They might have been important to you at some point, but they're not anymore. Okay, so question number one, what are the things I was most celebrated, recognized, and or got the most attention for as a child? Question two, what about as a teenager? Question three, what about in my 20s? Question four, and in my 30s, right? And you'll go on until you reach the age you are now, right? And there might be some things that you did, you know, from childhood. There might be some that started in your 20s, like, binge drinking, for example. There might be some that started later in life, right? But just go through them all, notice the threads, right? And really don't hold back, write everything down. Even if you're like, that's silly, right? Write it down. And then once you've done that, it's time to reflect on each of these things you've noted, you know? So which of these things do I still want to be known for? You know, or, you know, asking yourself, which of these things do I still want to receive attention for? And really the takeaway message here is that you get to redefine what you get attention for. Like a lot of times we keep doing the same things over and over and over. It's become a reliable way for us to receive attention, to receive validation. And you know, the second part of the throat, this is not really a journal prompt, but this is just more an activity, something for you to do, is both to shower yourself in recognition, attention, validation. How am I ignoring myself? How can I show myself attention? And also allow yourself to receive that attention, and love from your loved ones, because it is there, it is available. But sometimes it feels uncomfortable to let that in. Okay, and then for the card spread, we're going to talk about actually kind of the opposite. So rather than letting go of what you don't want to receive attention and recognition for, you are going to bring to mind something you would like to receive more recognition, validation, and attention for. And holding that thing in mind, you are going to pull three cards. The first card, right, represents why that attention eludes you. Why is that attention not coming in? The second card represents your current emotions and feelings about the situation, right? So what is it stirring up for you? What emotions is it bringing to the surface for you? What is it like, yeah, what inner turmoil is not having this attention creating for you? And then your third card is how to clear the road of all obstacles, right? So obstacles to receiving this attention, or maybe it would be obstacles to feeling that inner turmoil. You will intuitively know. Or maybe you'd like to pull a third and final card for both. Like maybe you'll pull one card that is clearing the road of obstacles to receiving that attention, and one card that is clearing the road to the obstacles that are your current like emotions and feelings and stuff. So I'll leave it up to you. You guys are incredibly intuitive. You know how to, and that's what I mean. You can like personalize any of these journaling prompts, any of these card spreads and stuff for yourself. So that feels like all I've got for you today. Please, if you haven't yet, and you are listening on Spotify, it is the easiest thing in the world. There are like hundreds of you that listen, and I only have 7 reviews on Spotify. So it is the easiest thing in the world. Go back, scroll to the top, hit 5 stars, and go about your day, right? And then if you are listening on iTunes or some other various podcast player, and would also do me the favor, I know it's big, right? There are only... when it comes to leaving iTunes reviews, especially because I don't leave on iTunes, but I know it helps people. I think there's only about 4 or 5 of my favorite podcasts I've ever really done a rating or review for. And even that to me, I'm like, oof, the karma. Good, good, good karma, right? But it is. Everyone who either leaves 5 stars on Spotify or leaves a rating or review on iTunes, I send literally the best karma to you. Honestly, you have the best day that day. Okay. So, that being said, I love you lots, and I will talk to you guys next week, or sooner, depending on everything. All right, love you, bye.